Hello, people. I am your host, Sean, here with Shahnan. How's it going? And we welcome you to Sister Soiree, your very own film and TV review podcast. Today, the tables are set for an Emmy-winning historical drama, which has made heads turn ever since its release, The Crown. It's been one of the most successful series of Netflix. It portrays the life events of Queen Elizabeth II and the royal family from the time that Queen Elizabeth got married and moving forward. But before I get into that, I want to take a few moments to pay my respects to the royal family on the account of Prince Philip's recent death. It was very shocking and saddening news for me because if you've been a fan of The Crown, then you know the hardships he had to go through since his childhood. He was an 18-month-old prince when he, with the Greek royal family, were exiled from Greece. The family somehow managed to find a new home on the outskirts of Paris. They didn't have much, but at least they had each other. Well, not for long. Prince Philip's mother's mental health soon deteriorated and she was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. She had started to think she was the only woman on earth and was married to Jesus Christ. Philip's grandmother soon had her daughter admitted to a mental institution while Prince Philip was sent to live with his relatives. His father rarely, if ever, saw him. His sisters were married to German princes, and the distance between the siblings grew further due to this. To keep busy, he continued his studies in Germany, France, and UK. Prince Philip joined the British Royal Navy in 1939 at the age of 18 and started corresponding with the 13-year-old Princess Elizabeth, whom he had first met in 1934. He also served in the Mediterranean during World War II. After the war, he and Princess Elizabeth decided to get married with King George's blessing. Prince Philip abandoned all his Greek titles and got married to Princess Elizabeth on 20th November 1947. Since then, Princess Elizabeth has become Queen Elizabeth II, and both of them have had 4 children, 8 grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren. Prince Philip stuck by the Queen's side through all these times and till death. He also visited a lot of the nations of the Commonwealth and raised awareness about the coexistent relationship between humans and our environment. Prince Philip may have passed on, but he will be remembered for a long time to come. Now, let's get back to our review of The Crown. The British royal family's history is complicated to say the least. They've been placed on these pedestals and are thought of as humans with emotions and problems. We might never know what goes on behind the huge doors of Buckingham Palace, but The Crown provides the fusion between fiction and reality. The events portrayed root in reality, but the details and situations are fictional. By keeping it mostly fictitious, the writers get to twist the narrative in whichever way they'd like. They get to add a lot of layers of emotions, problems, drama, and complexity, which they couldn't have done if they just played by the book and kept it strictly real. And doing that has most certainly helped in character development. If you look at just the first episode, every character has got so many layered emotions and feelings which don't come through at first, but as the episode progresses, you can tell that no one is painted as good or bad, but rather everyone has light and darkness inside of them. The characters are shown to be vulnerable, scared, and human. And to get the audiences to see that and relate with the characters, even though their world and lives are completely different than ours, is some astounding work right there. Shahnan, would you like to weigh in here?
I sure would.
I love what you said, because I agree that it's a hard job portraying such known people and then doing their personalities justice. Because we shouldn't forget that many of the characters that are on the show are alive in reality and have been portrayed before by so many people. So, to lift those characters and to get their personalities, their quirks, their styles of dressing and behavior right must have been the biggest challenge for the cast and crew of The Crown. Especially since they changed the actors every 2 seasons to show the different ages and periods of the royal family. But boy, have they nailed it! Some might say that changing the actors every 2 seasons breaks the bond the audiences have formed with the characters. But once you see the new cast do their job, you understand why it was important to change the old one. So, we shouldn't be so hard on them about that.
I get the point you're trying to make, but for me, it was pretty hard to empathize with the new cast. During the first couple of episodes of the 3rd season, all of them felt pretty stone cold, and I could only understand them in the season finale. So I'm not too sold on that, but I respect your perspective.
Moving on, The Crown has a budget of $130 million, which might seem too much, but every penny of it is well spent. From the costume design, to the sets, to even the smallest cutlery, everything is so accurately made and placed. The similarity between the costumes that the royal family wore during different eras and the ones that are shown on the show is uncanny. There is a lot of focus on detail, which appeals to the perfectionist in me. The Crown is admirably written as well. No scene seems rushed and nothing has been written on the fly. Being a historical drama, it's, well, dramatic, but the drama is exaggerated in a good way and is brought out beautifully. The actors in all of the seasons, especially Claire Foy and Olivia Colman, who played the Queen of England, showed different levels of growth of their respective characters. For instance, in the 1st season, we can clearly see Queen Elizabeth being insecure, underconfident, and nervous in regards to her personal and professional life. But during the 2nd season, we got to see the Queen becoming a confident and secure woman who knew she could handle the pressures of being a sovereign. I feel like each one of us follow different paths and have different stories. And through movies and shows, we get to experience someone else's story. And through The Crown, we get to understand and live through so many stories of such influential people. Granted, most of it isn't true, but some of it is. So to see such development in the characters' personalities feels real and authentic. So all in all, it's a fun ride. I'd like to say this at the end. The viewers should give The Crown a shot, especially because the 4th season is out now, which largely focuses on Princess Diana's troubled marriage with Prince Charles. Now, I'm not gonna ruin it for you, but I'm gonna say it's a bombshell. That's it for this episode. We'll be back with another episode soon. Until then, share this episode with family and friends and give our previous episodes a listen. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram @SistersSoiree. Peace out!